So maybe we'll try to talk about some other topics that come up in terms of in your issues. So gives another Nebuchadnezzar, a little bit of halacha ma'isa, try to, you know, touch whatever, you know, topics here that we can talk about next couple of days and weeks. So let's begin with Siman Aleph and Nebuchadnezzar. Those are the dinim of Puruvu, the mitzvah, the rice, the first of the dag mitzvah, the mitzvah of Puruvu. So Puruvu is a very, very strange mitzvah on so many different fronts. One of the strange things about Puruvu is when exactly this mitzvah becomes incumbent upon a person. Now, we know that a person becomes chayav in all mitzvahs at the age of bar mitzvah, and yet the Mishnah tells us very clearly in Pirkei Avos that ben shmanas shel chuppah. Mishnah says ben shlosh shel mitzvahs ben chamesh shel talmud ben shmanas shel chuppah. So how could that be? So the Chalchus B'chaykeh, at the beginning of Eben Ezra, one of the Nesi Kerem of Eben Ezra, raises this problem. He said, from putting on tefillin, we make a boy turns by mitzvah. So we should tell him that he should get married, right? That you can save money first of all. The offer, if you have a bar mitzvah and offer, roll to one. They say that they were kidding and they did it that way. That they made it one because they wanted to save money. So that was a practice in some places. So why do you do it? Why is it everybody can get married at the age of 13, like all other mitzvahs? So the Chalchus B'chaye gives a fascinating derech which may shed a lot of light upon what the nature of the mitzvah Puruvu is all about. Because B'chaye says that you have to understand that statement, the Shmanas in the Chuppah, as part of the context of the entire Mishnah. The Mishnah is B'shlosh Yisrael and mitzvahs, and Chavesh Yisrael and Talmud, and Shmanas in the Chuppah. So Chalchus B'chaye explains that the basic beginning of learning of Tosh Bapeh doesn't really, really begin until the person's about 15. Whatever learning story that a person does beforehand, that's like the, he learns a little bit of mikra at the age of 5, the mission at the age of 10. And the Rambam writes in the Chasam HaTorah that the Iker Limud is Talmud. Talmud means the understanding, the delving into the Tosh Bapeh, the understanding why the Mishnah is Azoy, why the Lach is Azoy, and the Kash, the difference in the Drushes, what we call learning, we call basically learning Gemara. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that the prerequisites for learning begin at the age of 5, the age of 10, but the Iker Limud begins around the age of 15. Which is approximately what usually starts out with boys also. Usually the first, you know, halavai, the first year or two of high school, most people, you know, we don't have to elaborate upon that. Now the bachur starts getting into learning. They usually start getting into learning around, some start to get interest in 11th grade, 12th grade, then boom, they move there into Israel. So around that age, 15, 16, 17, that's when people start to, those who are zeichet to get into learning. So that's when the first seeds begin to be planted. So that's the process which the Mishnah says as well. So says the Chavos B'chayke, if you can tell a boy to get married at the age of 13, he's never going to reach the stage of 15 with Talmud, because Mechaim and Tzvavi Yasmin Torah, the person's Kedushin, very often a person gets married and they're not able to learn to the extent they can get married at 13, so having children, he's 14, 15, 16, raising a family at the age of 17 and 18, it's going to be very, very hard for him to learn so much. So Chazal understood that it's important for a person to first learn a couple of years, so you need 3 years. Because that's what you need. If you don't find the right girl at the age of 18, so it might be a year to more, whatever it is, till 20. So the idea of the mitzvah peruvu is presupposing that a person is going to learn Torah first. That's where Chazal figured out the shiur, that you don't get married at the age of 13, you have to first wait for 15, and then learn a few years, and you can get the married 18. Like, how do we understand this? How strange notion is that if it's a mitzvah Torah, it's a mitzvah Torah. So what do you mean? Chazal mekabel, that's something you have to learn Torah. Well, you have to learn Torah first. We don't say that a boy, when he reaches bar mitzvah, so he doesn't put a tefillin. First he learns, then he puts a tefillin a year later. Well, what does that mean? I mean, so perhaps what's going on in this chachas b'chayki, this din, is an understanding as to what the very essence of the mitzvah Torah review is all about. So the Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin that there was a historical change between about the mitzvah of Purim-Rivya. The historical change took place in the time of Matan Torah. Pre-Matan Torah, so Purim-Rivya was given to all the Umas Olam. It was a bracha that was given to Adam Rishon. It wasn't just the bracha of Tzibah that was given to Adam Rishon, that it was reiterated once again to Noach. So it was a mitzvah for all the Umas Olam to have as many children, to be a Purim-Rivya. And then the Gemara tells us that at the time of Matan Torah, that mitzvah was taken away from the Umas Olam, and it was given only once again to Klal Yisrael. So what does that mean exactly? If it's important that the Umas Olam is good in the world, so then why does it change post Matan Torah? And if the nature of the mitzvah is just to bring more Klal Yisrael into the world, so why was every mitzvah of Lifros Rivers, why was every mitzvah preferred to become Matan Torah? What was going on exactly? So I've heard this from Rabbi Shechter many times, and he suggested, the same idea that he just elaborated upon it, that the nature of the mitzvah changed radically, that the goal of the mitzvah Pirmat Torah is not the same as the goal of post-Pirmat Torah. The goal of Pir Meridian Pirmat Torah was simply to populate the world. It was a biological statement. It was necessary for the inhabiting of the world. There weren't enough people in the world. It was Adam, Noah, a handful of people. So not for the mitzvah Pir Meridian, so the world wouldn't have taken off. You need a critical mass. You got to create a lot of people very, very quickly in order to ensure that the world will sustain itself. So that was the nature of the mitzvah Pirmat Torah. It has nothing to do with bringing grandiose Yerushalayim into the world. It doesn't really interest us who exactly are going to be the resulting children. Anyone who comes to the world can say, every human being is a good thing for the inhabiting the world, as the Pasuk says, Shiro, the self, Rosh, Shevis, etc. So that mitzvah existed up until the point of Matan Torah. The point of Matan Torah, the world was already inhabited. There were many, many people. There was 70 Umos. There were loads of people in the world already. So there was no need for anyone to simply physically inhabit the world. Now the nature of the mitzvah changed radically. What was the mitzvah now? Now the nature of the mitzvah is to bring maybe Hashem to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there should be more control to the world. So now the mitzvah was taken from the Mitzvah and it was given to Klal Yisrael. And now the nature of the mitzvah has changed. The nature of the mitzvah is not just to physically populate the world. The nature of the mitzvah is, in a sense, spiritually populate the world, to bring more of the Hashem to the world. So now we can begin to understand why now Loch built into the system that if you can have 13-year-old kids getting married, they're going to bring a lot of people to the world. There's a few extra people in the world, but how in the world are you going to raise those children? How in the world? The person himself doesn't know anything. He doesn't know Teshuvah. He never opened his life. Never go to Talmud. Never reached the stage of Ben Chamesh or Seva Talmud because he's already working at the age of 14 and a half, supporting his growing family. So the degree of spirituality, the degree of Avodas Hashem is going to be brought to the world, is going to suffer. So therefore, that Lacha built into the system that it's kedai to have people wait a few years, and maybe by doing so, you'll have one or two less children. That is, yes, the statisticians, they'll tell you that the whole world will be getting married at the age of 13, there would be more people in the world. That's true. Quantitatively, there would be more people, but qualitatively, those people who brought to the world would probably be less grounded in Torah mitzvahs. Well, the father was less grounded, the grandpa, everyone was less grounded, nobody knew anything. So in order to ensure that the degree of Torah and mitzvahs in the world is at a high level, so Kosh Baruch Hu built into the system, this is almost like window a little bit of a tour, that don't rush to get married at the age of 13, wait until the first 15, or 3 years, 18, 20, whatever it is, and then that's the more appropriate time to be married. So this idea that Pir Meridian now has changed post Mount David, it's linked to Avodas Hashem Olam, this seems to be what the Rambam is driving at, Inuchus Ishus, where the Ram is commenting on the Gemara, the Gemara tells us in the sixth part of Masechet Yevamos that there's a Shai Machus Rebiach Mishlokish, that's a person who's not Jewish, he has children. He has Melba Bonim Yosu Akal, he has children when he was a non Jew, and then he's misguided. Then this fellow goes and is misguided. Is he Yaitseh with the children who were conceived, who were born at the time when he was a Goy? So Rish Lokish says, he's not Yaitseh because they're not his children, because Yesh, this guy could have never done. Minimal is gayness that whenever a person converts, so all bonds of a kurv, all bonds of relatives from before no longer exist. So comes to Yechir and says that's true, but it's not true all the time. That's Tosis points this out, that according to Yechir, everyone agrees Geshe's Gankot will go to some degree, but Rabbi Yechir doesn't accept it to the degree the Reish Lakish accept it. Therefore, according to Yechir, so Geshe's Gankot, Shinomadami, wouldn't be a mafkia the mitzvah for revuk. So somehow for this halacha for revuk, for some strange reason, the kids are still considered to be related to him. So comes the Rambam and he adds something to the Gemara. Just says that the fellow himself converted. The Gemara doesn't say anything about the children converting. The Rambam says, "Mizkay bonav imon." The Rambam writes that not only did this fellow convert, but his children converted as well. Had the Rambam know that his children have to convert? So the Gaon points out, he's not even sure the Rambam is right. But the idea that the Rambam is right, that you have to have the children convert. My eye, why is that? If you hold that the children of Mizkay is Achra, whatever that means. So if you hold that Yaitseh, the children that were born when he was a Goy, so why should there be a prerequisite that the children have to convert as well? So according to this, you said it makes sense, because otherwise you end up in this bizarre situation where you end up being Yaitseh Peru with Goyish children. So that's premonitory. It's if the whole mitzvah Peru of you is just biological in nature, just to bring people into the world. But if I'll be in my children, whatever that means, so then that would be good enough. But once the nature of mitzvah has changed, that you require more than that. You require a spiritual children. Require people who are going to bring up Eretz Hashem, defer the goal of Eretz Hashem in this world. So then, b'chayra, the Rambam is right, that those children, by definition, have to be Jewish children. So Kol Panim is a mitzvah, peruvia, the mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah was, people are opposed to that, whatever it is, the bottom line is there is a mitzvah, peruvia. How many children must a person have in order to fulfill the mitzvah for Rabu? So the Mishnah quotes a famous machlokes in Bisham and Bisel. There are actually a few other shittas that are quoted, other Tanoim, other Brises, and Maseches and others. The two basic shittas that are in the Mishnah is Bisham and Bisel. Bisham says you can be yaitzim with two boys, and the Bisel says they require a boy and a girl. How did Bisham know the two boys suffices? So the Gemara says Bisham derived from Meshaben, you know, Mashmen on the Tukut, Yashmen Eliezer, and then Pirishmen Aisha, we just learned them. I was going to say, we just read about this in Pashas Baloskha, then I realized you guys didn't read Pashas Baloskha. Yeah, I read Pashas Baloskha this past week, so you're going to read about it this coming week. If I make it back for Shabbos, I'll hear it in a second. Chazar is always good. So Pashas Baloskha, so the Rashi makes reference, there's something reference to the whole story that Moshe Pirish ben Isha. So the Gemara Nivama says, what is Moshe Pirish ben Isha? Well, right after the Pirish ben Isha was considered mitzvah puravu. So Bishami says, I'm called Hashem, he's yaitzim mitzvah ready. So how is yaitzim mitzvah? You never born a girl. So Bishami says, you don't need to born a girl. Now, two boys is also good. Bishami holds a born a girl is also good. But Bishami says, two boys would also be sufficient. And Beis Hillel disagreed. So the Gemara explains that Beis Hillel held that we cannot derive from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Yetzir in the cloud. That Moshe was Pirish from the Isha, he thought it was not Yetzir for Rebu. But there was a special Rosh Hashanah, there was a special need that he had to be Pirish from the Isha. Since we got the Torah, he was speaking the Kashbara all the time. So we had Leish Brenner, so he had to be Pirish from the Isha. But Beis Hillel learned that back in his Pirish, that shows that he wouldn't have been Pirish unless he was up to Yetzir for Rebu be ready. And Beis Hillel said no, that he thought it was not Yetzir for Rebu. Where did that come from? So that's what the verse says, that everyone agrees that's the starting point. So when the original Tzivui of Puruvu was given in the Bashas Breishis, it was understood that you have to be Puruvu, if you have to be populate the world the same. And the Rebbe created the world with a boy and a girl, with a male and female, and a chava. So that's the mitzvah of Puruvu. So the Shami and the Chiddush, the Yafus and the Shemeidu, the two boys is also good enough, and they still don't disagree. That would be Paschal HaBracha. Well, the Chayr is a no-brainer. I mean, you have Machlokes with Bisham Bisel, so you're inevitably going to pass it like Bisel, and that must be the Farish. So here, there is some Acharon who want to say the main which is that Bisham also in this initiative. Why? Because the Rishalmi seems to say that, Rishalmi says that the Bisham agreed to Bisham. The Bavli presents it in such a way that Beis Hillel disagrees with Bisham, and Bishami says no, that Beis Hillel agreed with Bisham, the two boys would also be good. But since when do we follow Bisham against the Bavli? So here, apparently, the Zohar also presents the view of Beis Hillel like Bisham presents it. So you have the Nezes and Shubhuri writes that David Bishasa Chach, let's say if a person has two boys, and then they have one children. So in the Gemara, if a person can't have kid for Puravu, so in the Gemara, he's supposed to take another wife. Becomes problematic, obviously, this man is there, we're going to be negation, etc. So that becomes a whole difficult situation today. But says the other days, the day to day, extenuating circumstances, so then maybe you can argue, you can fall back on Bishami. Maybe according to Bishami in the Zohar, maybe we still agree to Bishami. But in Shukhrach, that's not what Shukhrach is presented, that we possibly might be still, that the bare bone minimum is two children. Two children have to be a boy and a girl. Let's say a person cannot have a boy and a girl. He knows mitchila that medically he's only meant that one child. So should he take the attitude of machmir yaitzim mitzvah anyway? So why bother? So the answer is no. There may be two reasons why he would be can I have one child besides the psychological reasons, besides all the other nice reasons. But in terms of pure halacha, maybe would be can I? Maybe would be like a chatzishir. That we know the same way we find that by yisurim there's a concept of the chatzishir also in the Torah. There's the big machlok is acharonim where the chatzishir by mitzvah supplies. Well, say a guy's in a desert island and he only has a half of his eyes and matzah. He knows he's not going to have a whole piece of matzah. Only has a half of his eyes and matzah. So some acharonim write, so don't bother eating the half because you're wasting your time. You're not gaining anything. You're not yet to the mitzvah anyway. The other acharonim say no. It's still a partial kibur of the chamatzah. So you do in the ma'is achila. It's not a kizayis. It's the same way that eating less than a kizayis of chametz is still an isra mechilas chametz. It's just that you're not chayav malchus, not chayav koros. So to eating less than a kizayis is still called a little bit of a kibur of there of the chamatzahs. Maybe one could argue that the sheer shomer of the peruvia is a boy and a girl. The person can't do that, so it's a chatzishir. one child would also be better than nothing from the pure vantage point of halacha. There may be another reason why on pure halacha it would make sense to the person that's trying to have even only one child. That's based as follows. The Mishnah, it says, get them, and the Gemara says, the Gemara elaborates upon this. It was a pasuk in the Navi Yishayo that says, "Lo sober al Hashem es yitzara." The Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to inhabit the world. Lo sober, he didn't want the world to be desolate. He wanted Hashem es yitzara. It's almost like the mitzvah premeditator a little bit. So the Bavli in the sixth paragraph of the Gemara quotes one Tana that says that how many children do you have to have in order to fulfill this pasuk? So the Bavli quotes the Rabbi Nosson who says one child. One child is Shevis. I helped him to have it in the world. And you have 50 children, so you wouldn't have it in the world. You have one child, so you also contribute to the inhabiting of the world. So there's one Tana that says that the posse of Shevis is actually defining what the bits of Peru is. We usually think that Peru means either boy and girl or two boys, but Shabbos over. The Mishnah says, so one Tana says, no. Then in order to perform the mitzvah, the araisa peruvah, all you need is one child. With a boy or a girl, one child is considered to be the mitzvah peruvah. How did that Tana know it? Because it's shteik, l'shevis yitzara. And l'shevis, l'shevis yitzara is defining the mitzvah peruvah. So we don't pass like that Tana. Why? Because l'chur, we pass again, that there are really two different ideas here. There's a mitzvah peruvah that was written in the Torah, peruvah, which again either means boy and a girl, or maybe going to be shabbat to boys, whatever the share their eyes is a peru. And then there's a separate mitzvah. We all know that l'shevis yitzara is not defining the mitzvah peru. We all know that l'shevis yitzara is an additional mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in the great commandments based on the Nevi'ah mitzvah, whatever it is, to have children, simply to have children. So how many children has to be had in order to fulfill shabbat? So the same way that Tana in Yevamos, we don't ask like, but that Tana defined correctly. He quantified correctly what Shevis means. The only thing that we disagree with him on is that he took the quantification of Shevis, which means the grand total of one, and said, oh, that redefines the mitzvah peruvah. We all know that part is not correct. But his basic quantification that Shevis means one, he is correct. So that's what the Taz writes in the Gittin of an Ezer, that Lamaisa Shevis means one. Whatever Shevis means one. We all, that's not enough for peruvah. But if, let's say, you have a fellow who can't perform peruvah, so for such a person, we tell him that one child, not just on Chatishir of peruvah, tell him that that's out of full fulfillment to the best of his human ability of the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shabbos is one child, and the one Mary, but one Shabbos. Shabbos is still considered to be a full-fledged kiyum with having one child. There may be a significance in this idea that Shabbos is translated, is defined, even by us, as one child, to the following. The Mishnah says, in the end of this experiment, when Sefer Yevamos said, there was a machlekes at Tanoim, which was Yechid Breik and the Chachamim, but the women are obligated in the mitzvah of peruvu. Well, why should you say that peruvu? Since it's mitzvah shechet, it's my grandma. So that's not Rabbi Yehuda Breger says. That's the chayavos in the mitzvah of peruvu. So we pass it against that. Why? Because the pasuk says v'chishua peruvu milos v'chishua. So the pasuk connects the idea of peruvu to conquering the land. So each dag lichmosh the ain isha dag lichmosh. It's not the derech but God for the women to go out to conquer. Therefore, we pass the halacha like the chum against what you have to break, and the women are chayavos in the mitzvah peruvu. So Tosfos in Maseches Chagiga on the base, and Tosfos in Maseches Kiddush on the Maor, a few places raise the shayla every time it comes up, that when we say that a woman is pturah from the mitzvah peruvu, it may mean that she's pturah from the mitzvah peruvu, but she may still be chayavos in the mitzvah shevis. It doesn't say anywhere that no sovereign shevis starts linked to kibush. So maybe shevis is a mitzvah in and of itself. So maybe dachah women are chayavos in the mitzvah of shevis. So Taisus in two places called two different opinions about that. One of the Taisus believe possibly the women are chayavos in shevis. So that's the Gemara in the Mishnah in the Tzedes Gittin of the Melech. When you go to Kias, the Mishnah speaks about the famous case of the Chatzi Yevon Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So the guy's really pickled. He can't marry anybody. Chatzi Yevon Chatzi Ben Chayrin. He can't marry Shivcha because he's Yevon Ben Chayrin. He can't marry a Vastrok because he's Yevon Evan. So he's not there. How could he not get married? A little Nivro Elam of Pirip Rivian. The Mishnah says he's got to get married because you have to have children. Everyone says that they have to be deaf children. And then the Mishnah quotes a very, very strange thing. The Mishnah says, so I was writing the Mishnah, I haven't said, Shanema, approval, Mulus arts. So the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, so the Mishnah, Dogma, Paskin, the Navi Shah, most guys don't even know that the Navi Shah exists. Most people didn't take Bible, they've never heard of Navi Shah. So they never heard the Paskin, they never heard the Shah, or anything. Everyone went to Peru. If you ever learned Sefer Chinuch, if you ever came to the first Sefer Chinuch share, so you went, you learned the Mitzvah Peru, everyone knows the Mitzvah Peru. So why did the Mishnah call such a Madna Suwasa, the Paskin Shah, that nobody knows about, instead of the more posh Paskin? So Taisa puts two pins. Taisa, one Pshat says, I thought the Mishnah just quoted it for drama, like for the, because it's more dramatic. But so rough, created a proof. It was, it's like one of the Mitzvah, so rough, so much more dramatic. That's why the Mishnah said that, what if the fulfillment, just to make a point. The Taisa quotes another opinion. No, the reason why the Mishnah quoted is to say that this Evan, the Chatz Yev, Chatz Mekhoiren, both struggle with the Mitzvah Shevis. I mean, the Mitzvah Peruvu, so that would have only addressed this Chelik Ben Chir Shabbat. The Ben Chelik of the Shabbat, because normally an Evan cannot be described with his Kisha. So if the Mishnah would have just quoted the Peruvia, so then I would have said, okay, only half his health, only half his body, it's time for Peruvia. But Shevis and Zorah, that speaks to the entirety of this guy. Now he's in a pickle, can't marry anybody, and every single cell in his body is screaming out, if Ben Chayim, Ben Chayim, the Mitzvah Shevis. Why is he chayav in Shabbos? I chayav mitzvahs kishah. Terence is because women are chayav in Shabbos. So Tosfos has a whole opinion about this, whole discussion about this. So the beginning of Evan Ezra, the Echoron, the next came the beginning of Evan Ezra, we're not sure. They quote different opinions whether women are actually chayav in Shabbos. So if that's the case, that women are chayav in Shabbos, then we have to ask the answer to Shabbos. So how many children should she have? How many children is a woman really chayav to have if she's chayav to have Shabbos? So the Tosfos says one, because that's the shiur of Shabbos. Aye, but the Gemara that says that's the Shir Shevis, that's the wrong Tanu, that's the Tanu that we don't pass like. No, we don't pass like the Tanu who says that Shevis defines Peru, but we do accept the fundamental Yisrael that Shevis means one. That is a correct statement, even with Yidon. So now you have two Nafkaminas Lamina from that Tanu. Baruch Hashem, that Tanu wouldn't have expressed his opinion. We never would have known this idea. We never would have known how to quantify Shevis of Baruch Hashem. Now we know. Shevis means one, that Chaps and Nafkamina for a man who knows in advance he won't be able to have more than one, they should still try to have one out of Shevis, perhaps. And Halacha for women, according to the Menachem Mishnah, many days and nights, the women are Chayavis in the mitzvah of Shevis to some people. It's this question, what exactly a woman's chiyuv or lack thereof is in terms of having children, that becomes a source of great controversy in terms of the Gemara, the beginning of the second Brachos Hetz Kedushin, the famous Gemara, the Ma'alot in the Hetz Kedushin, where the mitzvah speaks about mitzvah v'yesed and mishlucha, where the Mishnah says that when a person gets married, they should try to get married themselves, they shouldn't delegate into a shliach, but it's not so nice to do that. So one of the reasons that the Gemara says it's not so nice to do that is because mitzvah yes, mishluch in general, it's not mechubadik the mitzvahs to hand off mitzvahs to other people. We, in life, we tend to delegate to others the things we don't want to do ourselves, the things that we're happy about, we're excited about, we like to do ourselves. So when a person delegates mitzvah to somebody else, that's like a mitzvah to the mitzvah a little bit. So therefore, it's right for a person to try to get married themselves. They should show up their own chuppah. They shouldn't show they shouldn't send the shaliach. So the Gemara says that is true both for a man and for a woman. That the kal also, in theory, if the kal is that she's taking farms or something, so she wants to send somebody else to take to stand on the chuppah being with, that would work. Not in terms of Nisuan, maybe, but in terms of the Kedushin, that would work. So the Afal Bichet is not right to do that. Why? Because Mitzvah said we should be Chav. So what Mishnah Rabbah, what do you mean Mitzvah Yosef? What mitzvah are we talking about exactly? What grandiose mitzvah is this woman embarking upon that she should embark upon herself? So there's a big matter, I guess, in Mishnah. What is the mitzvah that the Mishnah is that the even talking about? So some of the Shem seem to say the mitzvah is getting married. That's a loaded question. That's the Rambam Shita. It's an independent mitzvah to get married. With the Rashi Ksubas, the first by calls, there is no independent mitzvah to get married. Getting married is just a hechsher mitzvah to having children. The mitzvah that the Mishnah is basically talking about is the prerequisite to having children. All the preparatory stage to having children, that's the mitzvah that the Gemara is talking about. If that's the case, so the Ran is Baba the Kasha. So what's the grandiose mitzvah? What mitzvah is the woman doing? Women up to us from Peru. So there are different answers that are given to this question. So one of the possible answers would be this idea of Shevis. If you know that women are Tach up to us from Peru, but they really are Chayavis and Shevis, so then this would be a potentially good answer as to what the grandiose mitzvah that the Mishnah is talking about. those who all the women of Jerusalem share this. So what's the matter? So what is the mitzvah of shluchah vis-a-vis a woman? So one could argue that maybe what the Gemara means is that it's a bit too cute for women to have children. And maybe it's the same as mitzvah tishas mangrom, the same way we say that a woman's not chayav to have shofar, but it's a mitzvah kumis to have shofar. And Talmud, you can make a bracha on the mitzvah kumis. It's a kumis to sit the sukkah to shake the lulav. So maybe that's what the Gemara means as well. The mitzvah yos mishulah. Even for us, but she's already having children. Nobody was mitzvah to have children. She's not going to have mechayav. That was not mitam pravu, not mitam shevz. It could be the woman is not going to have a gamrei from having children. But if she, in for us, she's ready to get married, she wants to have children, so she should do all the stages on her own. She shouldn't delegate somebody else to start the process for her, because she's going to get a kima mitzvah pravu. So all the hechsherim, all the preparation that she's doing, are all considered to be part of the hechsher mitzvah pravu. So lama lo, why should she do it? I need somebody else. She should start the ball rolling. So that's what the some suggest. It's an eerie that maybe says such an idea. The Ran, at the beginning, in the center of the Kedush, gives a different answer to the Gemara. The Ran says that the reason why mitzvah ba yoser b'shlucha has nothing to do with har chiyav altogether. She has no chiyav apurvu kubishet tasvah. She has no chiyav kubishet. No chiyav shabbos. That's not what the Gemara is. That's not the language the Gemara is talking about. But the Gemara is talking about his chiyav apurvu. So what's har mitzvah? So the Ran says har mitzvah is l'sayes baila. You can't have the children without her participation. So her helping out, her assisting her husband to have children, I'll send them a mitzvah yos and b'shluchas. You know, it's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. It could be it's not a kiyuv. It could be it's not a purvus. It could be it's not a shemesh. She's nothing mitzvah. But the fact that she's b'sayeh to somebody else, so that can also trigger perhaps the dinner mitzvah yos and b'shluchas. So at the end of the day, it's not 100% clear what a woman's chiyuv, kiyuv, to or whatever it is, vis-a-vis this mitzvah is. But one thing seems to be clear, that if we're talking about the language of Shabbos, so Shabbos seems to be connected to having one shot. So a couple part of what we spoke about today is we talked about the bare bone minimum mitzvah in terms of Peruvu. We spoke a little bit about Peruvu pre-mantar, post-mantar. We spoke a little bit about Shabbos, over mitzvah Shabbos. And actually, so we'll try to talk a little bit about the other angle where the Gemara talks at the end of six bare bone levels. After a person is ready to fulfill the mitzvah Peruvu, what's next? Is there an ongoing mitzvah? The nature of that ongoing mitzvah is often mentioned. We'll talk about that. I just feel like I just have to run to you guys really got to run the shachar. I got to run the mincha in 3 minutes, okay? So we'll stop for now. Is this timing in general work for the guys?